We shall continue to study Daniel chapter 5. Mini tekel uvarshin. Mini is 50 secular. Mini is 100 seculars. It means to double. Tekel means a secular. It means to wait. Uvarshin means to divide. It divided a secular is half secular. It's very interesting writing on the wall. Now, so basically, the meaning is Daniel chapter 5, verse 26, the explanation, verse 26. God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. This is the meaning. God numbers the days of Belshazzar's reign. So we got to understand that our days has been numbered. Acts chapter 17 says that our territory and our lifespan has been preceded. How old is going to live? Sometimes you can see a young man die very early. Actually, the Lord has set the time for a person already. But of course, there are other occasions that even though the Lord set a time, people might die earlier. Why? Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. 7:17, honey. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shall you die before your time? If a person is overly wicked or he is a fool, he might die early, right? Like if you drive your car speeding on the highway, did not pay attention to other people, and suddenly you're a car accident, right? Then later on you go to the heavenly kingdom, the Lord says, "Hey, Mr. Brother, how come you come here so early? I thought you're going to come later, yeah? How come you come so early, yeah? Because we have reckless driving." In Ezekiel chapter 13, it says that in the days of war, sometimes you kill those who are not supposed to die. 杀不该杀的人, 救不应该救的人. Sometimes you save people who are not supposed to die. You save the people who are not supposed to live, and you kill those people who are not supposed to die. In times of war, because of human weakness, people might die earlier or might live longer because of human weaknesses. Now, when God talked to Abraham that your descendants will go to Egypt, and then at the fourth generation, they will come back because the evil in the land of Canaan is not fulfilled yet. Right, so really, like a box, like a bottle, the evil is inside. Suppose you God give you a lot of grace, but you put too many evil inside. Suddenly, it is full. Your time is over. So Nebuchadnezzar's day is numbered, and because it's evil, it is even his kingdom is even died earlier. From this story, from this kind of teaching, we learn that we should learn how to also number our own days. Because God is numbering our days, so if we are smart, we shall number our own days. Turn to Psalm chapter 90. Psalm chapter 90. Chapter 90, verse 10 to 12. 90 verse 10 to 12, 国义. 90, 10 to 12. Jumps to 12. Teach us how to number our days so we can have a heart of wisdom. Have you ever numbered your days? You are young still, but did you try to number your days? According to a statistic in the United States, people, women may live up to 79 to 80. Men may live up to 77. Now you are 20. So you have 57, 58. You are 17, you have 18, you have 58 years. Right? 57 years to live. Now if you calculate it, what is the most decision you might make within these 57 years, 60 years? I think the most decision you made, not the college you go to, yeah? Really, the college you go to, you only matters for 4 years, and it could be only matter for your first job. If you go to Harvard, you go to community college, really, only your first job resume counts. Later on, not really counts too much. I work in a very quite big company. I graduate from a Yeji Da Xie, right? Yeji Da Xie means chicken college. In a third level college. And I know my a lot of colleagues, they graduate from quite very good universities. But after you compete, people don't care anymore. If you agree with the Lord, you probably can outperform them too. The most decision in your life actually is what? Think about it, your marriage. You choose someone that is going to live with you. If your marriage is age 30, yeah? You're going to spend a person with your life for 40 years old. 40 years. It's long, isn't it? The most decision, you have to calculate you have to number your days, huh? Then, now, so know what is the most important decision you are going to make in your life. 40 years. So really, when your preacher tell you that you shall pray for your marriage as soon as possible, I think it's words of wisdom. Oh, maybe even study from now, I think it's a good time. Think about it. Now, number your days also tell that you shall live your life wisely. How many NYTS you can join? How many training you can join in your life? Really, I see over there, most of them can only take 1 week's vacation in that room. And I really thank God for them, even though probably they can only take 1 week's vacation to come here, but they make it and they try their best to come because they know that in their lifetime, not too many opportunities if you have this kind of training. Like two weeks in a row, dedicate yourself to prayer and to the words of God. Huh? When you are young, this is very precious. So you have to number how many occasions that you have. Huh? Now, when you number, you have to bear in mind, this is no more calculation, but life is very interesting. A lot of accidental simply happen in life. So when a rich man was counting about his life, oh, my bomb is too small. I have too many possessions, so I'm going to tear my bombs, so I have more place to store my food. And then suddenly the Lord told him, you fool, tonight your soul is required. You are going to die. Who is going to take over your possessions? So when you calculate your timing, remember, accident might occur in your time. You never know. When you go out from this door, you may run into hatred, you may find you love. You never understand what is going on. So that kind of stuff got to be calculated in your life, in your calculation. Oh. I share with some of you, really, life sometimes is very interesting. You never predict what will happen. I still remember last year. You know, my sister says she has some problem. I go to her house, and she had a car accident. And really, the whole front window was smashed, was cracked. And then, you know, because she's supposed to stop at stop sign, yeah? And she did. And she turned left, she turned right. She go out. And then there was a car, bam, just hit her over. And the car almost hit another neighbor's, huh? Hit the house. It was a very strong impact. And I was looking at her and comforting her. And seeing, wow, really things happened in life, yeah? Then guess what? The next day, it's my wife's turn. You know, my wife was baking. Did I tell you the story? My wife was baking a car, yeah? But she did not. My car is out there. Later, you can observe it. It's all damaged. She was trying to back off. And the gear was in reverse drive. Reverse, yeah? Then suddenly you figure out the wiper, because we are washing the car, we pull the wipers, wiper. And then she suddenly noticed that, so she wanted to get off the car and do something about it, yeah? So she tried to go shift the gear from the park to, from the reverse to park. And when she was doing it, she thought she did it. She finished doing it, so he opened the door and tried to go out. But actually, the door is the car is a little bit out of order, yeah? So not really go to the park, but her body is already out. The car kept moving, so she was caught by the car, by the door, and the door was dragging her leg all the way, yeah? All the way. And thank God my son was at the back of the seat. She is too young to know how to put the gear to the park, yeah? But thank God, see, he is smart enough to turn off the key, yeah? Just turn it off, and then car stop. But my wife been dragged for a certain distance already. So day number one is my sister. Day number two is my wife. I said, wow, this is life. You calculate a lot of stuff, but things just happen. So we simply got to bear this in mind, huh? When you calculate. So we can cherish time. Then we will not use our time to do foolish stuff. Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Ephesians 5:15. 5:15. Sakura? You can read in Japanese, no problem. Read out louder so we can try to understand what is Japanese. 5:15-18. Yeah, 站起来念. To 18, huh? Oh, Japanese is really long, huh? Oh, okay. The Bible here says that we shall be careful and don't be a foolish person, be a wise person, yeah? And you know how to cherish your time and know the will of God, do not get drunk. The Lord have numbered your days. At that time, Belshazzar was drinking wine. Really, when we're drinking wine, that refers that a person really put his heart into the worldly pleasure. If a person put his heart into worldly pleasure, he cannot understand the will of God. Usually, he will do foolish stuff. So, brother and sister, when you go to college, yeah, be aware of your classmates. A lot of them are drunkard. Do not join any fraternity club. Fraternity? Is that right? Fraternity club, those kind of stuff, even though you feel you are elated because you are elected to go to this kind of club, but, you know, every day you will be just like Brother Wooty, yeah? Have an empty heart, you know. Later on, you might got dropped out from your school. He said you almost got dropped out from your school, yeah. So don't join. Don't even, because if you are, because they drink a lot with this kind of club. If you drink a lot, you tend more bored, right? If you drink, your brain is influenced. Did I tell you a story that a guy, you know, they are driving to an airport, and this is a couple, yeah? There's a bulletin board over there. In the bulletin, there was a girl with a six-pack of beers, Budweiser. And the girl was asking her husband, does it mean that, you know, I drink those beers, my body will, just like the girls, will be very slim, looks very good? And the boy was saying, no, it is when I drink it, automatically your body will look just like that body. It's really, I mean, when you drink, you there's a lot of you will just change and you dare to do a lot of bold stuff. When I was young, because I brought up in a very countryside, and you know, countries people, most of our neighbors are non-believers, and when it comes to festivals, nothing to do with idols, we might eat and drink together. And you can see people start to drink. After people start to drink, people fight. Usually like that. After people start to drink, people have sexual immorality. It's always like that. So please be careful. Do not be polluted by the cups of the of the adulterous woman from Babylon. Huh? Please turn to Revelation. Chapter 17. If you got drunk, you can never number your days. Your day will be numbered by the Lord. 17. Danny from Queens. So this woman dressed in a very beautiful clothing, and there's a golden cup. Inside the golden cup is filthiness, all filthiness in the golden cups, and in the forehead, she says that Babylon. So this is, tell us that this is like Babylon's woman, adulterous woman, on a beast, and then in her cups is all abomination, filthy stuff. Oh, we shall not drink from this world, adultery stuff, filthy stuff. Otherwise, just like Belshazzar, his days shall be numbered. And then the Bible says that Tekla means that you have been waited and you are found wanting. Daniel chapter 5, verse 22. Daniel 5:27. You have been waited and found wanting. Now, please read 5:22. How come he was wanting? What's the matter with him? What did he do to be found wanting? God put him in a scale, but he did not mention to God's standard what happened to him. Shall we have, I know there's a Lisa over here, right? How many Lisa we have? Yes, Lisa, please read. Daniel 5:22. What did he know? From verse 21 says that actually Belshazzar know how his forefathers, Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible says fathers. Actually, we also call Abraham our father, yeah? So it doesn't necessarily mean his biological father, could be grandfather or father's father. Right, so he says that you know your father builds Nebuchadnezzar when he was pride. When he says that, look at the whole city, isn't that meant by my mighty power at that time? Your forefathers was what cast about by his kingdoms and eat grass like a cow, and then later on God was able to restore. You know all this kind of stuff because it only happened 3 years ago, few years ago. You know this already, but still at this time you dare to defile the vessel of God. You take out the vessel that your forefather captured from Jerusalem, the golden cups, that's supposed to be used in sacrifice. You use it. You know it and you don't humble yourself. Therefore, you are waited and you are found want. Brother and sister, today, if you know some truth and you offend the truth on purpose, you have more sin than those who offend the truth because they were overcome by the environment. The sin occasionally have less sin than the one who sin on purpose. Judah purposely plot out to betray Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus says that it is better if this guy is not born. But Peter denied Jesus for 3 times. And Jesus said, I have prayed for you. Why? Because Jesus knows that Peter has good heart. He wants to follow Jesus with all his life, right? He even determined to die for Jesus. But because of that occasions, simply it's too scary. Because if he admitted that he was with Jesus, he might really got crucified with Jesus Christ. So he was scared. He was overcome by occasion in his environmental case. Therefore, his sin is less. I know some of you are struggling with your past. You know what an elder told me as a young preacher? He says that when you share to the young men, you got to know that young men, a lot of time, they are simply very foolish and very ignorant. They are very influential by the environment. So even though you presented them the absolute righteousness of God, which is, we got to talk about the absolute righteousness of God, which is the judgment of God, we cannot but talk about it because it is word of God. But the elder also teaches that you should also give them hopes, because you never know, because a lot of times they truly do not want to do it on purpose. Occasionally they are overcome by sin. Therefore give them hope. They can come back one day to the Lord. So I know some of you are very sensitive to your sin. I thank God for you. You have been repenting for weeks. I thank God for you. But at the same time, if you did not do it on purpose, I believe God will give you a road. I do not say that you shall not repent until the moment that you feel your peace. You still need to, you know, the purpose of repentance, I told you already, is to liberate you. It's not to give you guilty feeling. Yeah, remember that, right? You should not feel this kind of guilty feeling with you all your life. That means that you don't have faith. That means that you don't believe in the grace of God. But doesn't mean you learn this kind of truth. Later on, you go out and sing on purpose. Then, you know what? You will be like Belshazzar. You are doomed. When you are putting on the scales, really, the balance is incomparable. Oh. That's why I keep telling you that you should try find something to help you when you go out. So you can maintain a better person when you go on from here. Please read verse 23. 5 verse 23. Jenny, please. Daniel 5:23, huh? Okay, oh. So you see, he used the vessels from God's temple. Oh. God's temple's vessel, everything which have to do with God need to be honored. Oh. So our Holy Communion utensil, usually those utensils, we do not use it for personal purposes. The utensil you cook the unleavened bread is dedicated to cook unleavened bread. You do not mix it. The purpose is that you try to honor the utensil of God. The same thing, like the temple of God need to be honored. Huh? You don't run around, you don't eat and drink in the temple of God. Doesn't to mention that when we really commit fornication and wanted to help the wedding ceremony in the church. Now, some people are saying that we do not allow the fornicated people to use the church because they ask a question, do we despise them? So we do not allow them to use the temple, use the church, do we despise them? Do we judge them? When we say we judge people according to the Bible, when you say we judge a person, yeah? That judge really have to do with despise. But really, the church did not try to despise a person. The church really want to love that person. But because of to keep the integrity of God, we simply cannot do it. So hopefully you can think it through and think it over and try to understand the principle of God's holiness. Sometimes God have holiness. Sometimes God has mercy. Now how do you maintain both? Sometimes, so in this, sometimes it is not, it is really depend. We got truly to know the will of God to understand how to maintain both. No? So it's not a judge, because judge comes with despise. Church never despise any people. Oh. We only think that, you know, if we do this, we might despise God instead. Oh. Now let's talk about another point. Huh? So ufarshim means divided in in 5:28, huh? 5:28. Your kingdom has been divided. Medes and Persians will take over your kingdom. Huh? So at that time, Belshazzar was very confident that his kingdom won't be destroyed. Why? I told you already. Because he already, the river surrounded his city, number one. Number two, he has been stored like 20 years of food, stored in his house already. So he figured that enemy cannot come in, even though we are surrounded, we can last it for another 20 years. But guess what? The enemy, dug a tunnel, a canal. Therefore, later on, they redirect the river that surrounded the city to that tunnel. So the river's water dried down. Therefore, the enemy was able to come in within one night and occupy everything because they are not prepared at all. So Babylon fall in one night. Tell us that in the last day, this war prefigure, Babylon prefigure this war. In one day, this war will be destroyed in a very short moment. Very short moment, huh? It will be divided. This is something that we learn from this teaching. Usually, when God gives a sign, right? God gives a sign. God always will give people to repent. God give Nebuchadnezzar a dream and waited for a year, so hopefully Nebuchadnezzar can repent. But how come God simply give a sign to Belshazzar and the disaster come immediately? Why is that? Why God did not give Belshazzar time to repent? As a matter of fact, actually the warning has been given long, long time ago. Long, long time ago. Please turn to Jeremiah 51:11. Jeremiah 51:11. Jeremiah 51:11. Joe, would you please read? Even before Israelites was the Judah country was destroyed by Babylon, God already predicted that one day Babylon will be taken over by Medes and Persian. This is very amazing prophesying. If you do not believe in Bible, really, I don't know how come people do not believe in Bible. Simply, Bible have too many prophesied so scary. Even before Israelites was destroyed, prophet already says that the one destroyed Israelites will be destroyed by Babylon. Huh? Please turn to Isaiah. Isaiah 13. This even, the time is even like 更早, huh? Even earlier. Isaiah's time is even earlier. Huh? 13. Please read 17 to 19. 17 to 19. Christine.
Their bows will strike down the young men. They will have no mercy on infants, nor will they work with compassion on children.
19.
Babylon, the jewel of kingdoms, the glory of Babylonian's pride, will be overthrown by God like Sodom.
So, you know, the Bible has been prophesied over and over again by different prophets concerning the destroy of Babylon, and Belshazzar did not heed about it, did not pay attention about it. So it is not God did not give him warning. Yes, indeed, through prophets, warning has been given hundreds of years ago. Just like the last day, brother and sister, do not think this is do not apply to us. It do apply to us. The Lord will tell you, brother and sisters, when the last day is coming, and it's going to come in soon, and if we are like a Belshazzar, eating and drinking and married, then one day, really, this world will be consumed, just like the time of water and the collapse. I keep telling you this. How do we know that? Because the whole Bible, many verses, trying to tell you that, be prepared. Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tell you, what? Be aware of the sign. Be aware of what I'm going to give you. When those signs are there, the time is going to come in soon. What is the sign? You can see a lot of wars, plagues, earthquake, famine. And I already told you on Saturday, famine. You don't think there's a famine? Yes, there's a famine. I told you, 1/3 of the kids now die because of malfunction. This is famine, isn't it? 1/3 of kids in the earth die because of malfunction. No food. Malfunction? 营养不良? Malnutrition, sorry. Baby cannot malfunction. Malnutrition, sorry. Die without nutrition. Malnutrition, yeah? So you can see, you see this sign, you should be aware, you should equip yourself, be alert, and prepare for that day to come. When you number your days, right, remember, God may come any day. God may come to receive you back any time. So just be need to aware and keep alert and pray all the time. Oh. This is chapter 5. Let's go to chapter 6. In 10 minutes, I don't know if I can finish it, huh? Try. Chapter 6, we all know that Daniel was saved from the lion's den. Chapter 6, we can see that it is out of jealousy that Daniel's colleagues want to harm him. Huh? Verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4. Maybe I dedicate one person to read right now. Huh? Every time, Travis read. Chapter 6, verse 4. Yeah, loud, out loud, please. Hey, quickly, yeah. Hey.
Five. Then they said to these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of God.
Oh, Daniel have such wonderful characteristic, wonderful spirit that they cannot find fault in his life anymore unless if they do not find from the religious, they cannot find anything. Huh? So when people are getting old, they are truly perfect at that time. Huh? Daniel at this time, he's an old man, right? Maybe 80. Maybe 70 to 80, huh? And at that time, no fault. When you read the story of Abraham, we notice that Abraham, after he offered Isaac, right? Abraham still lived for years, 30 years and more, I think. But the Bible never recorded any story about Abraham anymore. Why? Why no more talking about story of Abraham? Because his spirituality has come to a stage that is already perfect. At the time when he offered Isaac, the Bible described that he already believed that God is able to make a person who died to resurrect. He knows that life is in control in God's hand. God is almighty. He can do everything. When a person reached to that stage, totally trust in the Lord, believe that God can do everything, this kind of faith, really, life has no more story to share anymore. Right? It's already in perfect stage. Oh. So, I know, sometimes we feel very frustrated. Every time we come to NYTS, we got to repent. But again, next year will be better. The following year will be even better. Now, and when you come to my age, I really regret a lot of sin that I did when I was young. But I hope I can get better. Really, I mean, I'm not saying that you may make progress when you're older. But if you try your best, indeed you will. But if you never try, doesn't mean the older you are, the beautiful your spirituality is. But if you try every year, eventually, it will go upward, just like Daniel. Huh? And they plot that within 30 days, nobody shall worship other gods. They are so confident that they can fight fault with Daniel within 30 days. What does it mean? You know, Daniel has lived a life that, so people understand that their estimation is that this guy will not worship God, will not 不会三十天之内, 不可能不会拜神, meaning that he cannot stand it not to pray to God within 30 days. Right? But guess what? Daniel cannot stand it not to pray to God even within 1 day. They calculated 30 days, I'm able to collect all kinds of evidence already. They bet Daniel will commit not law within 30 days. So you can see, indeed, in Daniel's life, they already observed, this guy is crazy. No matter what, he will even risk his life just to worship his God. But indeed, in religious, Daniel indeed did not care about anything. Huh? Just like a crazy person. Just like Paul says, to God we are mad, but to people we are what? 对神我们是疯狂的，对人我们是谨守的。 To men we have sound mind, but to God we are really crazy person. You are crazy, you know that. Because you come here to stay 2 weeks and sleep in hard floors and hear people snores and you fast days and nights. You know, your parents, if they are not believers, you say, you crazy. How come? Like I hear a sister says, her parents want her to go home. You crazy. How come your pastor is crazy? Yeah, make you insane. Brainwash you guys maybe. Yeah, make you to stay here 2 days. Yes, to God we are crazy. But to men we are sound-minded. Huh? To God we are crazy. To men we are sound-minded. Okay. To men we are sound-minded. No. To God we are crazy. In front of God we like a crazy man. But in front of person we are sound-minded person. Means that you love your God. You love your God in a very crazy way, huh? Your heart is so zeal, just like you come here. But involve your parents. You try to explain to your mom, but we, you know, this is good for me. You have sound-minded. You don't say, you do not get angry and punch your mom, right? So to men, you are sound-minded, right? So Daniel, to God, he was crazy. And in this case, to God, he's still crazy, right? He don't care if people want to kill him, he still got crazy to God. Like, read chapter 6, 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. Brother, you went down. I already know you. Like, James. 6, 10.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God.
This is really amazing. He still can, he was able to give thanks to God. He know that they set up a trap for him to jump in. He know that it's not changeable. And he know that he, like thousands of, many people was against him. Now king was, is not smart enough to know this trick, yeah? But still he gives thanks to God. If the whole church is against you, your whole school is against you, your whole schoolmates is against you, do you go into your inner room and say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what? They just want to kill me. It's not easy, huh? First thing says that, give thanks in all occasions. Yeah, 不住的感谢. Give thanks in all occasions means what? In good times and in bad times, always give thanks. And you are able to give thanks because of your faith. Giving thanks is only to show that you truly trust in the Lord. A person who do not trust in the Lord will never give thanks to God. Huh? So, no matter what, try to look at the positive side. Maybe you hear this story. Really, this is a true story. In Taiwan, there's an old sister. Later on, she has a nickname. His nickname is 感谢主. Thank God. 感谢主, yeah? How do you say this in English? Thank God. Her name is Thank God. No matter what happened to her, she will say Thank God. Oh, this is an article over here. Okay, this article over here. You can read Chinese. You can read this story later on, right? No matter what happened, always look at positive side. His finger got cut. He will give thanks to God. Then people ask him, hey, your finger got hurt. How come you give thanks to God? He said, thank God I still have 9 fingers, which is not hurt. Right? So really, I mean, always look at positive side, just like Daniel, then your life will be good. Jesus, before he resurrected Lazarus, the first thing is, what did he do? He lift up his head to heaven and say, Lord, I thank you because you already heard my prayer. Maybe you don't have Holy Spirit. You pray with the same mentality. Lord, I thank you because I know you will give me Holy Spirit. With thanksgiving heart, the more thanksgiving you give, the more grace you will be given. Daniel, when he first received the revelation of dreams, what did he do? When the king wanted to kill all the wise men, And he said, king, please don't kill all of them. Just kill me, yeah? And he tell his friend, let's pray together. Then when the Lord give him the same dream, just like Nebuchadnezzar, what did he do? The first thing, he kneel down, he give thanks to God. Because of that action, more visions was given to him. Seriously, the more you give thanks to the Lord, more grace will be given to you. So you should do this in your life. And then there's three characteristics in his prayer: fixed time, fixed place, and fixed direction. Every day he prayed three times. Yeah, this is fixed times. In Psalms chapter, we don't have time. Huh? Psalms. It says that 诗篇说, 我每天早上、中午、晚上, 我要跟神祷告。 Every day, in morning, in lunch hour, in night time, I will pray to God three times a day. So this is fixed time. How many times do you pray to God a day? Maybe a lot of you twice, yeah? Of course, it's not, we are not counting, saying grace, yeah? And fixed place. Daniel always go to his chamber, upper room, chamber. Jesus said, when you pray, you got to close the door, meaning that you got to be concentrated. So you always like to find out a place which there's no bother in your life. It's a prayer garden, only you and God can talk to each other face to face, very private, only you and God. So this is fixed place, huh? And fixed direction. When Solomon dedicated the temple, when Solomon prayed to God, if anyone pray toward the temple of God, may his prayer be heard by you. Daniel received this sentence in his heart. So even though Jerusalem temple has been destroyed, he still opened the window toward Jerusalem. He grabbed the promise of God, then he offered his prayer. So today, why do you need Bible before you pray? Because Bible has many promises. When you read one promises, you tell God, you promised this, I offer this kind of prayer, I know that you will give it to me, and I trust in you. His direction is toward Jerusalem. It is also his consent to Jerusalem. That's why later you learn that he learned that Jerusalem will be, a temple will be rebuilt after 70 years of captured. He started to fast for that event, 21 days for that event. Oh. So you can see his window, his direction is toward to Jerusalem, and he keep praying for the kingdom of God and righteousness of God. Therefore, his life is all prospered. Children, we shall continue. Huh? I know yesterday some of you are very confusing about keep fleeting 7 and 8 and 11. Yeah, this afternoon we will give another try. Because from chapter 6, all have to do with the pattern is easier to learn. After chapter 7, all have to do with the histories of Jewish people and the four civilized kingdoms in that generation, and they are described in the visions, and I hope we can have a better understanding. So next time when you read the book of Daniel, we can learn its meaning, and we also can remind the teachings to us. Let's pray.